When I say Chevron, y'all say guilty. Chevron.
Guilty.
Chevron.
Guilty.
When I say oil, y'all say filthy. Oil.
Guilty.
Oil.
Eduardo Martinez, recently elected Richmond City Council member. The shareholders put an item on asking that Chevron not put money into the electoral process. And I support that, considering that Chevron spent over $3 million in the Richmond City Council election.
Richmond!
Take back!
Richmond!
When I say clean up, y'all say Chevron, clean up!
Chevron!
Clean up!
Chevron!
John Watson ain't Sherlock, but he'll know we're ready, because we got the power like si se puede, campaigning for rights colectivamente, and harnessing la voz de la gente. Corporate injustice, y'all can't touch this. Protect nature's rights, because abuse disgusts us.
Swanu Bere. I'm from Nigeria, River State, Ogoniland, where Ken Sanawiwa is from. And in Ogoniland, the area has been polluted by Shell and Chevron in Niger Delta. And we have been going through a lot of suffering, sickness, and lack of amenities over there. We don't have food because of the land have been devastated, and there is a lot of war going on there because of the oil, and people who are there are suffering and they don't enjoy anything out of it. I want Chevron to go make a development over there and do some cleanup and let provide the amenities and facilities for the people and employ people for work.
Erin Gray. I work on marketing and strategic analysis at Green Century Capital Management, which is the first family of fossil fuel-free mutual funds in the country. So Green Century filed a shareholder resolution that calls on Chevron to stop spending shareholder money to influence election outcomes. And we believe that Chevron's spending on elections doesn't serve its shareholders or the communities in which it operates, and that the best course of action is for the company to refrain entirely from making political contributions.
When I say we want, y'all say justice. We want
justice.
We want
justice.
Humberto Piaguaje, de la nacionalidad indígena Secoya.
Humberto Piaguaje. I'm an indigenous Secoya from the Ecuadorian Amazon, and I'm the coordinator of the Union of Peoples Affected by Chevron, which represents 30,000 people. Oil drilling practices, the dumping of formation waters, and leaving toxic waste in unlined pits have all contaminated the environment and led to many sicknesses such as cancer and leukemia. So we want three things. We want environmental reparations, we want the area that was damaged to be cleaned up, and it's Chevron's responsibility to do that. We also want our health issues addressed. We need support with the impacts on our health. And we also want access to clean water, because the reason we're getting sick is because we don't have access to it.
When I say
clean up, y'all say Chevron, clean up!
Chevron!
Clean up!
Chevron!
Yeah!